Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hey, what up, everybody? I'm Patrick Cloud, and this is another episode of Lulu, Help Me Up.
Damn it, Matt, you scary.
Ooh, we need that sound bite. as always, you know, we have amazing guests here. Could not be here today because he has a very heavy tour schedule. But we brought back the faves. We got Lulu and BT. What's happening, you guys?
I'm offended. When I did the show, you didn't ask me to do a damn internet, you scary as hell. Like, well,
that's good too. All right. Now I know. Lulu
damn
is
internet, you scared.
Lulu says that okay, you'll be
ours like, was better, but I you know what I mean.
You'll be like our Barry White version, but it's always made it a point to throw that tag out.
Do it one more time, Lulu.
Damn internet, you scary.
I wonder if that's how the homegirls get on mixtapes. You know how like there's always like a random girl doing a drop, just like, damn, this beat is crazy.
We got the original Verado. We got the fucking Yeezy. That's
Lulu's the original Maybach Music girl.
I actually did a sketch like that.
What?
I did a sketch with Dormtainment where I was. The girl who did Maybach Music. I lost my voice because I had nicotine and the dick did something to the throat. And then I couldn't do Maybach Music anymore.
You guys were in the thickets of the internet. Yeah.
Here's the crazy part. I didn't know if she meant in real life or she meant in the sketch. I was like, wait, you did. You was out here, Lulu. All
right. In the sketch.
Nicotine? You called it nicotine?
It was nicotine.
Interesting.
And there was like a patch.
A patch?
Yeah, to stay away from the dick. If you was like, the dick is too much. And then you put the nicotine patch off.
What if it was just the homegirl who had a stutter? And she was just like, hey, Rick Ross, nice Maybach. And they're like, yo, that sounded dope.
Tell her to get fire.
Maybach.
He was like, now say Maybach Music. Put that in one word.
It needs something else. Maybach Music. All right, too much, too Porky Pig. Too Porky Pig. Just try your hardest to just say music.
Try your hardest.
Maybach Music. Music. All right, we're going to be here all night. Like, drinking coffee.
We cut it. We're going to cut it.
It's like a montage of Rick Ross drinking coffee and staying up all night. Maybach Music.
First of all, if you don't put that in.
Don't do it on music, just on Maybach.
I'm trying. Maybach. That's so stupid.
That's a hilarious visual.
Yo. My face hurt.
Oh, I feel like that's now every drop. I'm just gonna wonder like if somebody just said that in the room, like. What if somebody's dad busted in and was just like, damn, son, where'd you find this? His homie was a producer, was like, damn, hey, Mr. White, can you say that again? Damn, son. That'd have been crazy.
I love drops and ad-libs.
They make the song, kind of. I know a bunch of rappers whose ad-libs are kind of better than they rap, but it's like their music is lit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's
yeah.
Just Migos, like Migos has fire ass ad-libs. Like that's what kind of took, I think that's what was a huge part of their wave.
They just have sound effects as their ad-libs.
But they count though. Who's doing that?
Sound effects, doubles. If somebody says, I got it from my mama.
My mama.
And they just got that triplet that was just like that shit was tight.
Very catchy.
They still do it. They just slow it down, like straighten it.
It's like straighten variations
it,
of it.
Straighten
you know?
It. Straighten it. Straighten
right.
It.
Right. Straighten it. Straighten it.
Straighten it.
Straighten it.
He's like, oh, that's the same shit.
The niggas right on the metronome.
Straightening. Straightening. Hey, all right. So I have a question. This was a tweet that went viral. That's and I want to know if you go on a date with somebody who introduces you to that restaurant, like they bring you to a spot and they're just like, I like this spot. Are you allowed to keep going there when you stop talking? And same rule for them too. If you bring somebody somewhere to a restaurant and that's like, you know, this is my little spot, are they kind of banned from that, or can they start, you know, popping up there every now and then?
I mean, I've stolen a lot of spots. I'm not even gonna lie. It's whoever utilizes the spot better. I mean,
okay.
If I see you up in there, you know what it is.
But here's a question. Can they bring somebody with them?
Yeah.
If they're in there by themselves, I think bold. I'd be cool.
That's bold.
But if you bring, if this you and your boo new favorite spot, yeah, I can do it. Yes, yes. I just answered my own question. Because either if I put you onto a spot, I'm an asshole. If I put you onto a spot and you keep going back, you know who put you on. If you bring your nigga, now I didn't put this nigga onto a spot because he ain't got no spots, bro. He ain't really got spots like that. I'm notorious for the good food spot too. Like the rando food spot. You're like, what is this? I'm like, this Bill's Burgers. You're like, what is this?
I be flexing on spots because it be spots other dudes put me on.
Mm.
So and you would put another dude on?
Hell yeah, because then it looks like it's my spot.
Until he walk in there. Stolen. Till he walk in there with a cigar, like the food homeboy.
But no one's the owner.
Right, ain't
there? Nobody there's the owner though.
Hey, here's the thing. If you see me in a spot that you put me onto and I'm with somebody else, you can't say nothing. You fumbled the bag. Some way, somehow you fumbled the bag.
But so it's my spot though.
It's a fumble rooski.
Wait, whose spot was it in that scenario?
It's his spot.
And you would you just put pop me up.
On, and I take a new dude. It's my spot now.
You gotta flip it though, Lulu. You show up to your favorite eatery and your new boo in there with, oh man, she look dead on you, but you don't like her. You hate her. It's just a chick you don't like. And they in there eat, they got the same meal you told them to get.
Oh, I forgot about the food itself.
Oh, he's having a good time with my meal with a new chick.
Yeah. He feeding it to her.
Mm-hmm. Did he feed it to me?
That's rough.
When I was there?
Nah, he ain't never been there before.
Oh, he leveled up on her?
Yeah.
No, how he gonna? No, I mean,
he so you fed it to him.
That's what I'm saying. He been there before already.
Yeah, no. Because you took him.
But he didn't feed it to me.
No, nah, you fed him, and now he's feeding his.
He
new
leveled
girl.
Up his dateness for this other girl. He's doing all types of stuff. He's pinky out. He has a salad fork. He's not even eating salad.
He know the manager. Y'all, you introduced him.
Oh, I'm flipping tables.
He going there.
I'm flipping the whole table, salad and all, flipping it.
What if you're on a date too? You don't care.
Because
it's trash if you're just there with your homegirls and then he pull up with a date. That's just like wow.
And he only come at this time because this is the time you would come. And now your favorite bartender hooking him up with drinks.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's a lot. That's a whole
that's
lot.
That's crazy.
I'm cutting him off. I'm telling the bartender, hey, man, you got to choose.
He tip better than you, though.
Oh, now you can keep him. That
means he stole like three things in that scenario. He stole the restaurant, the heart of the bartender, and the manager.
And the manager.
I got to find a new spot. I got to find a new spot.
Yeah, it's your favorite little booth. He took your booth, too.
So where am I sitting in this scenario? I'm watching
you
gotta
sit in
the
booth you don't like. It's the other booth on the other side.
Nah, I don't do booths I don't like, man. I gotta get a new spot. That's too much. That's too much to the ego. I could take one. I can't take all three simultaneously. I don't care how happy I am with this man. It's the principles of it all. It's
the principle. I don't care if that's my husband.
It's a principle.
Wait, Lulu, have you ever faked it? Has a dude ever taken you to a spot? Like he was putting you on to some shit. You'd be like, oh yeah, this is nice. Chick-fil-A, I ain't never had this before.
I've had that before where I had to be like, oh, this is so nice. I ain't never been here before.
What was it?
I think it was like Noble. I was like, yeah, I ain't never been to Nobu.
I'm not that impressed with Nobu. I wasn't.
It's
I
the was view. Like, it's the view I like. I like the serene. I went to one in Malibu.
Which
I like,
okay.
I like the view and the essence of it all. And...
But that's also in Malibu. There's a bunch of restaurants. You could go to like a fish shack.
There is a fish shack. And speaking, there's a fish shack that it has like a whole bunch of picnic tables. And you could like, you see your fresh fish, you order it, you pick it up and you sit on these picnic tables and you overlook the beach and it's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm not taking a trip to Nobu.
And you can bring your own wine and everything.
We got to already be real thick in our date and I take you to Nobu. That ain't no first date shit. I'm not trying to impress you on the first date. Fuck all that.
Oh, I get a lot of nice first dates.
Yeah, sometimes that's the whole pitch.
Yeah, not too many seconds, but a lot of nice firsts.
If I don't know you, what the hell are we going to Nobu for, bro?
Right.
I'm not sitting here having no expensive, nice dinner with somebody I don't even like talking to.
But that's part of the flex, I guess. They're just like, hey, big nice things. Will you have a sex?
Will you have a sex at Chili's?
If you could finesse me from Chili's, you deserve it. You
know, oh, big finesse at Chili's. I'm big personality at Chili's.
Big Ooh. Personality?
I'm killing you with all the personality with the awesome blossom at the table.
Hey, a dude almost got me from Applebee's.
Applebee's, or y'all both went to Applebee's?
We went to Applebee's, and I was like, he ain't never gonna finesse me out of his panties at Applebee's. And by the end of the night, I was like, hey, you know?
And they got one titty out. He couldn't hear it, but
what happened?
He talked himself out of it.
How?
He fumbled. Fumbleroski. I was like,
that's an art to know exactly when to shut the hell up.
He started explaining. He started complaining about how expensive the bill was.
Do you remember what it was?
I don't remember exactly what it was, but I remember the conversation just went from like, yeah, like we gonna like, what's good? Like, what's up? And he's like, oh, you know, I get up early in the morning. And I was like, can you come over tomorrow? And like, want to watch some? I was like, no.
Oh, he literally talked himself out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's respect. That's like an Applebee's level of respectable though. I appreciate that.
I was like, you know, that's when I sobered up from the margaritas from Applebee's. I was like, you know what? You're right. Let me leave this parking lot. And
He knew. Just like, all right, if Applebee's, you know, then for show Outback.
And TGI is gonna be hitting.
That's, hey man, if it was a TGI, I might have, because that fettuccine alfredo over there, that Cajun.
Woo. TGI, I haven't been to there forever.
Let me tell you my shit in Texas. That Bennigan's.
Bennigan's.
Well, they not shut them down. Bennigan's used to be law.
I remember that.
I heard of Bennigan's. I don't remember what they actually served that Bennigan's.
It was like burgers
and Monte Cristos. It's like a deep fried ham and turkey sandwich.
That sounds like cholesterol.
That sound horrible.
No, you deep fried in this batter and you dip it in like this raspberry jam. A Monte Cristo. Y'all ain't never had a Monte Cristo sandwich?
Wait, raspberry jam with fried turkey and ham?
Yeah, so you make a turkey sandwich like damn near a club, but no vegetables, right? With the three breads, and then they batter it, and then you deep fry that bitch, and then they chop it up, and then you put like raspberry jam on it.
I kind of okay sound.
I looked at it the way you're looking right now, Pat, and then I ate it. I was like, this is why this is the number one thing on the menu. I get it.
Why would raspberry jam work with everything you said before that?
It's like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's what it tastes like. That's true.
But jam ain't like cranberry sauce, is it?
No, like a seeded, almost like a seeded raspberry jam. Like it had the little seeds and everything.
I don't understand. I just don't get it. I'm really, so Lulu, you all in, huh?
I'm hungry. That you got me with fried. Once you said fried, I was in. So yeah, no, I don't like this whole spot thing. I don't like it.
I was good until you said that they could go too.
Yeah.
Once you flipped it, like they could go to a spot I put them on, I was like,
Yeah. And she gonna take a new dude right? and flex to him because she gonna do what I do. She gonna flex to him like she put him onto the spot.
What if you put them onto a song and then you start seeing them posting like stuff about like this is our song with their new peoples. And you like, damn, that's crazy. Cause I put you on Lil Flip or whoever it is.
They rode to your restaurant with Joe Mix. With the
and Lil Flip. And they banging it to you like, oh, that's my song. Who played?
Beating down your block, blocking bitches off your wall.
I don't know. That song hit different because songs have, you know, emotional ties. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You can. I got a song right now with somebody. Let him get that song to somebody else.
Okay, but wait.
That's a knife to the heart.
Lulu, did he give you the song or did you put him on the song?
He put it on me.
So if you give somebody a song, you ain't supposed to get that song out no more?
Nah, not this kind of song. You can't give this song to everybody.
Yeah, how many songs can you give to people? Like, I feel like you could only give one song to one person, you know? Songs are intimate. Yeah. You can't just be like going around like giving the same song to people like this is our song, you know?
You can't be recycling songs.
Yeah, I agree.
You mean recycling songs?
BT got one song with 50 women. BT's you know, whole life, he's been giving the same song out.
Matt, it'll never come up because it's day 26. They'll never know in their community.
Is it in my bed by day 26?
Hey, in my bed is hard.
BT, you got people one song that will bring all your exes to the dance floor. Like, hey, what the hell?
Yeah. I'm in the middle of that bitch. Like Cadillac from the Get Down, nigga.
You just see 50 bitches run to the dance floor like, this hour. Hey.
What the hell you doing here?
I think you have to give one song per person. That's what I do. I give out, I be giving out different songs, different playlists. And when I give out songs, I definitely use Amazon Music. Huge shout out to Amazon Music, who is today's sponsor of our podcast. Since you guys are listening to this show, I'm pretty sure it's safe to say that you guys love listening to podcasts. So while you find a ton of binge-worthy podcasts on Amazon Music, it also has more than 10 million free podcast episodes to listen to. Amazon Music isn't just for listening to podcasts. They have thousands of music stations and top playlists to stream for free. And no matter what you're listening to, you can go hands-free with Alexa. All right? And if you're like me and you want your music on demand and ad-free, you have to try Amazon's Music Unlimited. This gives you unlimited access to over 75 million songs, as well as podcasts, music videos, and more. Amazon Music Unlimited, you can listen to any song anywhere offline with unlimited skips. Now, I've been doing this weird thing where I'll be driving around with no music. I was like my thinking time. And now that I have Amazon Music Unlimited, I'm learning about like negotiators. I'm listening to this podcast where this guy, he's like an ex-FBI hostage negotiator, and he's teaching like business classes, negotiations. Oh, it's the best. So if you've never tried Amazon Music Unlimited, now's a great time because for a limited time, new customers can try Amazon Music Unlimited for free for 30 days. No credit card required. Just go to amazon.com/DIYS. That's amazon.com/DIYS to try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 30 days. All right. And it renews automatically. You can cancel anytime. Terms apply.
It's Jaheim singing on the hook.
This is horrible charades. This is the worst charades.
If you heard this song, you wouldn't realize how perfect I was.
That is horrible. Name that tune. This is horrible.
If I played it right now, you'd be like
a Western.
If I put it up, you'd be like, that's
not like a Western. Get the eagle. Yeah. Slide guitar.
Tumbleweed just passed in front of us when you said that.
Yeah, no, there was some sleepers on that album.
What you doing here, Pilgrim?
Won't Pilgrim? You come on over to my place, Pilgrim?
That's a funny thing to just call somebody, Pilgrim.
Yeah, I think that was their way of saying nigga back then. All right, calling somebody a pilgrim.
Damn.
Hey.
What's up, my pill?
My pilly pill.
All the anti-nigga words are hilarious. I watch it, The Godfather of Harlem shit, and that nigga called somebody on the show a jigaboo, and I couldn't stop laughing.
A jigaboo.
I say jigaboo is jigaboo. Classic.
That jigaboo is classic.
That's pretty hurtful.
What if we did that instead? Can we bring that? Can we make that hot? Calling each other jigaboos instead of nigga?
That's too long.
That's worse. That sounds like some horror. It sounds like it hurts more too. Just sounds like more personal. It's just like you hear a nigga a couple times in your life, but it's just like jigaboos. Like
that's
so many syllables.
Yeah,
to insult somebody.
That's a hilarious.
It's like a three hit combo. Yeah, jigaboo.
You ain't nothing but a jigaboo.
We ought to do a prank on old people like that. Just start walking around. And, I'm telling you, my jigaboo. Like, hey, what the fuck? Come on, y'all done went too far now.
Damn, a generational prank. Like, oh, these damn kids.
What up, my coon?
These damn kids.
What up, coon? What up, coon? What up, my coon?
All right, now y'all done took it too far now.
Come here, young man. Come here, young man. You're going to hear that all day.
This is how we do. This is how we talk. Yeah. You change the meaning.
We take the word back.
I hate that.
The word back.
I hate that. No, we took the word back, see? You called each other moon cricket. Yeah, you know it's ours now. The power is ours. Doesn't work that way.
The power is ours.
Power. I don't know. Captain Planet said the power is yours. That's how it works. The power is yours.
Oof. Oh man, my face hurts.
Yeah. Hey,
this is too much today.
You can't.
Hey, question.
Uh-huh.
Is brushing your teeth in the shower nasty?
No, I just can't focus. It's just too many activities to now do in the shower.
I don't get why. You're basically in a giant sink. It's not that different.
Yeah, but where am I going to put my toothbrush now? Now I need a toothbrush holder in the shower.
No, you could just take it in from...
I got an electric toothbrush. What you want me to do?
It's got to be waterproof.
I don't think it's that waterproof.
What you mean? That'd be a crazy hazardous detail. Like, don't put too much water on it or you'll die.
You remember the watch you used to get? It wasn't waterproof. It was water resistant. You didn't know? You're like, no, my Spider-Man watch.
Yeah, I don't think you can submerge with the water and like still brush your teeth. Like,
You don't have to submerge. You know how much of the shower ain't underwater? It's mostly. Mostly.
Okay. Here's the thing. I'm big on storage, right? Okay. If I can have like storage in the shower and like shelves and stuff, I most definitely would brush my teeth in the shower. That's the only thing stopping me. I just need
a shelf.
I need storage. I need to put it away. I can't just be having my toothbrush. Where's your toothbrush? Where's it going?
I was going to put it back down. I have a little sit down, like a place you can sit down, and then I just put it there. And then
you got a spa bench in your shower.
You can sit down in your shower?
No, it's just like a little.
He has a bench. He has a spa bench.
It's like stone. It's like a little stone, little tablet thing that you can sit down, but you could put your stuff there.
It's a bench. Yeah,
it's not a bench. That makes it seem like it's like huge. It's just like this little, like you could probably sit there with like one person.
It's a bench.
That sounds like a bench. God damn it.
You can probably sit there with one person.
It's a bench. But anyway, where you put your shampoo, you could just put it there, face up.
It's on the ledge. I'm like, on the little corner. It's a little corner. It's a little crevice of the corner in the shower.
That's exactly where you can put it.
I have shampoo conditioner right there.
What is it, like Mean Girls? No. Like, yeah, we can't sit there.
No, because there's nowhere to sit. So regular people's showers don't have benches.
I'm talking about a toothbrush.
Where are you? That's
put the toothbrush down.
Where? Just on you in just, the corner? In the crevice? Whoa.
You got to
just put it on there. Anywhere that put the toothbrush down wherever. And then when you're done, pick it up and take it to the sink.
No,
it's not I don't get what's so crazy about it.
I tell you what's crazy. First of all, you don't have a regular person shower. That's number one, big flex. Number two, you've definitely sat with more than one person. You tried putting two people on this goddamn bench and it didn't work.
Oh,
you can probably sit there with one chick, you know what I mean, with some, you know, with some nice thighs. You can't sit there with two chicks though.
No, I tried that.
I tried that.
So that's not a bitch.
Somebody got to be standing up. And then they block the water. You know, that was experience. I like it.
My point was,
I like this life you're living.
Put your toothbrush down when you're done with it, and then carry it out.
Everybody doesn't have storage to put their toothbrush down.
My point was, you can
have a shower, and they got to put their toothbrush on the floor.
No, you can put it where the shampoo is. There's a surface in everything. What?
No,
you
put
it in
the soap. Some people just have a shower and a floor. That's
where the soap goes.
Sometimes you got to put a caddy.
No, they at the least in the corner have a little soap dish where you put the soap, and then that's
look.
There's a surface
my
in
first
every
apartment
shower.
I got here in LA, I had a shower, and it was just it was a shower and the floor. That was it. There was no dish soap dish holder.
They had a window. You got to put it on the windowsill with the spot.
I didn't have a window.
You have a window in your bathroom? They're trying to kill you.
Yeah, what? I thought that was like a requirement for health.
It was like a guest house that they turned into like
illegal. Christian. Gotcha. I like
Well, if it doesn't have regular standards, then it might not have the damn shampoo holder.
y'all put in the comments, watch how many people be like, they don't got no space in the shower, mister. I got a bench where you can sit down.
I was just saying where I would put my toothbrush, but I know I know that most showers have at least a little ledge where you can put a bar of soap or a thing of shampoo.
I'm not, well, we haven't gotten past if it's this nasty or not. It is nasty. Yeah.
Why is it
that
nasty?
That's not the same water. You don't want to put that water in your mouth.
It's exactly the same water.
Sink water and shower water is different. That's hard water.
So you mean to tell me you ain't never take a shower and water accidentally got in your mouth?
Yeah, but I ain't never went to go clean with that water.
So what you do? You just spit the water back out?
Yeah, you just spit the water back out.
That's what you would do.
BT,
you are in.
You said you never use it to clean. That's what you're exclusively in the shower doing. You're washing your body with it.
Not cleaning my teethuses.
But you're cleaning your body. It has. What? I would want my shower water to be just as clean as my sink water. It's all using. It's all on you.
I would want that too, but that's not life. The sink water is definitely better.
You have been brainwashed. It's the same pipes.
The sink water in the kitchen, the sink water in the bathroom, and the
if
sink,
you think
the
government
the
gonna sit here, if you really think this U.S. government is gonna sit here and say, "Well, this is sink water and this is shower
it
water,"
it is sink water. Let me tell you what shower water is. Shower water is the clean water for the toilet walls. That's the same water. The water that goes in from the toilet to the walls.
We shower with toilet water.
Yes, it's clean. It hit the walls and then it's not clean no more, but that's the same water. But the sink water is you're supposed to be able to take a glass to a sink and drink that. You ain't never took a glass to a shower and took that to the face.
I never did that with the toilet either. What you mean? I'm nerd. Wait, is that a, is that for reals? I thought it was.
No,
I mean,
it's
I guess
not
that makes
for reals. Don't listen to BT.
Yeah,
sink water different, bro.
I think it's all the same water.
All the same.
Different waters is, man.
It's not different waters is.
It's hella different waters is. Y'all gotta stop playing. I'll wash my body with that water, but I'm not gonna be just going
water,
to clean
bro.
My teeth with that water.
I guarantee you, you go to the water warehouse is not
the water warehouse.
The water store.
The water warehouse.
There's not labels that say shower water, sink water.
It is. Listen.
Wash your water. It's
there's water.
Water.
Listen, there's water that they put. There's mouth water and then there's non-mouth water. No. So listen, there's two pipes coming into your building. One is coming into the sinks, right? This is mouth water, right? If you happen to have a water faucet, it'd be the same water. But the shower water, the toilet wall water, the dishwasher water, that's a different water.
Dishwasher water.
My dishes is using toilet water.
Yes, the water that go into your fridge, that's sink water.
Well, technically,
dishwasher
it ain't
water is different water.
But no, it's all the same. I feel like it's all the same water, but it ain't toilet water till it hit the toilet. It's all in a tank, and then
that's
it goes
fair.
To the toilet.
Now you're using your brain, Pat.
Then
now
the water, you
noggin.
Know what I mean? Water goes to toilet, toilet water. Goes to dishwasher, dishwasher water.
No,
goes to the sink, mouth
it
water.
Might, it might be, but then there's a little filter that's on the sinks.
No,
they know you're gonna be taking
heater.
This water to the face, cooking with it. They didn't expect you to be brushing your teeth in the shower.
Yes, they
never
do because that's why they got one water heater, because it's just for one water pipe.
If they had anticipated, they would have put somewhere for your goddamn toothbrush.
Weirdly, a strong point. Weirdly a strong point. I don't there's like a big debate going on about this. I don't do it every day, but I do it sometimes, which is why I was so adamant.
I better be in a hurry.
If I'm in a hurry, but I do I do a whole face regimen. I know men don't really do face regimens, but I wash my face and brush my teeth at the sink. So I do all of that one time.
Okay. Regimen. I see you.
You out there living it up. Big glow.
You don't see?
Big old glow, yes, big old see. Glow, and big old healthy all... glow, big yeah, old healthy all... glow. No, I know, I notice. It's kind of like you know the little the glistle emoji that people be using, the little sparkles.
Yeah, oh!
The little glistle. There
you got a little Valencia,
It's a little auto filter, very healthy looking.
What up, everybody? So this episode of DIYS is sponsored by Human. It's hard to make sure you're getting all the nutrients you need throughout your day if you keep a busy schedule. All of us are way too busy. Work obligations, family, friends, hobbies, all these things can get in the way of essential self-care that makes you the best parent, spouse, friend, and employee you can be. And that's why Super Beats Heart Chews are an essential new part of my daily routine. I've only been taking them for a little bit, but I have definitely noticed a change in energy in myself. I'm usually not a morning person, but I found myself to be like, you know, up earlier, kind of getting at the day a little bit better. In it, you know what I mean? So Super Beats Heart Chews combine non-GMO beets with a special ingredient, which is grape seed extract that is unique to Super Beats Heart Chews. Grape seed extract has been the focus of scientific research for years due to its high concentration of antioxidants, which supports cardiovascular health and overall wellness. The grape seed extract used in Super Beats Heart Chews has been clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. You can't find this quality of grapeseed extract in just any product. This grapeseed extract is clinically studied, quality tested, traceable to the source, scientifically shown to support blood flow and healthy blood pressure. Healthy blood flow means more energy, the way nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. I've been drinking way too many energy drinks, so this was right on time. And just 2 delicious chews a day gives the blood pressure support you need and the energy you want. So I'm telling you, everybody's been eating like crap this whole pandemic. So get ahead of it. Get your health back. If you know somebody like your parents or your grandma that needs these, please hook them up. Do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Super Beats Heart Chews. Get your Super Beats Heart Chews today at superbeats.com/DIYS. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third for free. That's a free bag. Everybody's trying to get them a bag. That's superbeats.com/DIYS.
Come on, free bag.
Hey, gotta get that free bag. You gotta get your heart health together. You know what I'm saying?
Free bag.
Don't be one of them peoples. Do y'all be random question, but do you guys ever be like learning stuff off of TikTok?
Yeah.
Just random stuff that like nobody be really like talking about, and some random person goes viral talking about the craziest stuff.
It was something, not a spoon, but there was something that I found out, like the way that you set it up is meant to hold it. What was that?
I didn't know about yellow watermelon until TikTok.
I'm sorry.
Yellow watermelon?
Yeah.
I think I've seen that before. I think I did a video on that before.
What's that?
Yellow watermelon. Comes in yellow.
Is it good?
I never had it. I just seen it on TikTok.
Very, very not here. Not American at all. There was this crazy one. It was on Twitter. And I just want to shout out the philosophy. I'll find out in a second. But it was about cave paintings. Oh, yeah. The Science of Philosophy.
Cave paintings.
So it's actually kind of crazy. So people have been going in cave paintings for a really long time and noticing like weird stuff. It'd be like two-headed antelopes. It'd be like a elephant with like two trunks. A lot of them had like these weird, like they call them spaghetti lines, kind of just like lines up and down through them. And they're just like, I don't get it. Like, is that supposed to be like tall grass or something like that? Like, it was just like, man, these people were really like really shitty artists. And and then it's crazy because there's this scientist dude who wanted to find these out. And there was one that was like, it had no lights in it. And it was like hella far away. You had to take a farmer with a lantern up to this cave to even see it. So he went in there with this guy and who had a lantern, and that was their only source of light. And they found out, basically what they found out changed everything. Them niggas was making animations that were guided by the light. And what that means is that they noticed that when the light turned and swayed and hit the walls, those two-headed antelopes were basically one antelope that was like moving. You know what I mean? It was like moving like that. And the elephant with two trunks, the elephant was swinging. And like those lines were kind of like paying something so that like things were moving and like shifting. And the guy was basically like, yo, they were down here watching movies. This was like advanced ass art. And them niggas was just cavemen with watching the lights flicker, making like fucking movies and moving animals and shit.
They've been Netflix and chilling.
Them cheeks was pounding the walls. Wall would just say like, "Are you still watching?"
Wait, like, so is it? So is this one person moving the lights, and then is that still pounding? Like, Are you still watching us?
No, it's the campfire. You know how like the lights dance and stuff like that? So it was on autopilot.
They was pounding on the little woolly mammoth.
on the comfy mammoth.
The lion skin, the bear skin.
See, you know what it is? We be thinking that like we are the most evolved and smartest humans that's ever graced this earth. But I really feel like those cavemen, those Egyptians, those Mayans, that's the real brilliance, because they didn't have anything.
iPhones, nothing.
And they don't have an iPhone. They don't have a Google. They don't have the maps. Right. They figure out the jungle by themselves. There's trackers. And those are real geniuses. Like, that is freaking amazing. Like, they made cartoons and animation in the caves.
How smart is your smartphone anyway? Because if you ask Siri, how do you make a period, that bitch wouldn't know where to start.
How to make a what?
A pyramid. Like, Siri, how do you How do you make a pyramid? And Siri be like,
I don't know. Maybe Siri knows exactly how to make a pyramid.
She'll send you a reference. She'll send you a link to like, here's what I found.
Right? Yeah, she'll send you the pyramids.
But that's in her body, though. That means she knows all that stuff. She's just like, here, you read it. You didn't ask me to just talk to you. She's like, here's an article that's in my body. Like, she knows all that stuff back and forth. What you mean?
She ain't gonna tell me.
If you broke it down to like a, what is a this? It'd be like, it's a this. And then if you're like a whole concept, how do you build the pyramid? Nigga, here's a, you read this.
Read these articles, you lazy nigga.
No, it was wild. It says they were doing everything. Like horses were galloping, buffaloes were tail flicking, birds were flapping their wings.
See, this is why I want a time machine. I want to go back in time and see.
I don't know about all that.
You don't want to. I don't want to interact with them. I just want to watch, you know, and then be like
God mode. It's like a floating camera.
Yeah, like, see, I told you this shit was. This is how they did it, and then we go back in the time machine. And just
so
go.
You'd be with one skeptic.
I just want a time machine to prove people wrong that I was right.
I feel like the bad shit was really, really bad, but everything else was dumb normal. Like, you know how niggas be talking about the hood is like horrible. It's like, yeah, the hood's fucked up when hood shit that's fucked up is going on. Right. But sometimes it just be like, yes. It's Friday. So it's literally like, the movie Friday. Sometimes it'd be a real ordinary day.
So you mean like in 1775, and it was just like,
yeah, I'm like, days. When the plague happened, shit was fucked up. But before that, it was a whole bunch of, you know what I mean? Little parties and jamborees and shit.
It's parties. I don't even know where we are in time. What's going on in 1770s? Some liberation, some revelations.
I mean, I do want to know if they were having parties in these caves, though. I mean, they're having Netflix nights, so they gotta have like parties.
Gotta celebrate the good times. Y'all caught that little saber tooth today.
That's what I'm saying. They went on giant hunts. A lot of times niggas didn't come back. And it was just like, damn, I'm hungry and I don't have a dad. That's a twofer. That's a bad day. So you have to think, when they bring home a little baby woolly mammoth, oh, they turn it up. Probably smashing on top of it.
Yeah. And then, you know, life expectancy was like 30. So
if that,
it like you survived another winter.
Oh yeah, 30 is probably giving it a lot. It was probably like 15. People were fully had full families by 14.
And then died at 16.
That's when you should, though. Your body technically is like the healthiest to do it at that point in time. You just don't be mentally ready. You don't be like mentally ready in our like society right now. But like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the time to really have babies. Technically. If we're talking just human body health,
that's just horrible.
When you part of the show, this part of the show,
a woman be 31 and be talking about getting pregnant, and it's a geriatric baby.
Hey.
That's
31 isn't even late.
Look up when the geriatric pregnancies are.
They start that shit as soon as you hit 30. You'd be like, hey.
Why the baby got to be geriatric?
My dad was 37 when he had me. So I'm in no rush.
Yeah.
My dad was 40 and my mom was 35.
Really?
Mm-hmm. See, I was the makeup baby. My mom was trying to leave my dad and he was like, you ain't going nowhere.
Big trap.
You said a makeup baby?
Yeah, that's why he always say I'm the favorite.
Got my baby back.
My mom was out. She had my brother, my sister. She was like, I'm gone. You can keep doing what you want to do. And then he was like, you ain't going nowhere.
She's it's about Lulu Mama. Lulu Mama, fine. Lulu Mama said, I'm getting back in these streets with two kids. Three, she was like, well, never mind. Three kids. She was like, nigga, I don't need this.
He said, Lulu. Lulu. That's hilarious. That's why I'm the favorite.
What are you doing, James? Don't worry about it.
He tell all the time, you my favorite. You the favorite. And I'm like, you can't say that out loud. The others my hair. He's like,
others.
You the favorite though. You just
said you separated yourself to the others.
Hi, then Lulu knows. She's like, this is my bedroom. This is my pantry for all my food. This is where the others stay. It's like all bunk beds, orange bowls,
porch. There's a whole bunch of beds with no bed frames. Just beds on the floor. Like,
oh man, if you got. You got beds with no bed frames, you could at least do them a solid and get you a purple mattress. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to our sponsors. You know what I'm saying? That was instantaneous. But doesn't it seem like the world's against us just, you know, from getting a good night's sleep this time of year? Like, I can't get a good night's rest. I'm waking up at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you know? Make a little song out of it. You can keep that purple. You know.
Come on, baby. You don't want to be sleep now.
Come on. Oh yeah. You know. Just watch the copyright. But when you have yourself a purple mattress, it is different. You can sleep cool and comfortable no matter what the world throws at you. I was weaned into it with the purple pillow. They got me with the new technology. I was just, man, I was like, I need this around my whole body. So I went and splurged. I got the whole mattress and I haven't looked back. You understand me? And that's because only purple mattresses have the grid. All right. This unique ventilated design allows air to flow through to help you sleep cool, which is big for me. I can't sleep when it's hot. I don't like people who are just like, I need to sleep when it's 80. No, thank you. Mm-mm. No, thank you. So you can sleep cool even when it feels like it's 1,000 degrees out. And the grid is amazingly supportive for your back and legs while cushioning your shoulders, your neck, your hips. You got all that cushion no matter how you sleep. And I sleep like an insane person. Unlike memory foam, which remembers everything, the grid bounces back as you move and shift. So you never get that I'm stuck feeling that you do with memory foam. So, you know, I remember my memory foam days. Ugh, I don't think I can go back, you know, because especially they leave them little holes that are shaped like you. And then you try to like get comfortable next to it and you have to wait for it to remember, you know what I mean? But you get none of that with the grid. Try a purple mattress risk-free with free shipping and returns. Financing is also available. So purple is comfort. Basically reinvented. Right now, you'll get 10% off any order of $200 or more. So you can at least get yourself the pillow. You know what I mean? Go to purple.com/DIYS10 and use our promo code DIYS10. That's purple.com/DIYS10, promo code DIYS10 for 10% off any order, $200 or more. One more time, purple.com/DIYS10. Promo code DYS10. Terms apply. Okay. DIYS10. Let's go. Get yourself.
I always wanted a purple mattress.
Get it. You will, man.
My current mattress. My current mattress is trash. Well, I want a purple mattress.
Hey, you want 10% off?
I'm going to use that. DIYS10.
DIYS10. You got to make a jingle. Then people remember.
DIYS10.
10.
What's the DIYS stand for, Lulu?
Damn it, at you, scary.
Oh god, this is we should go on the road.
I hate that you're always in the same corner of it's always it's the same corner, same movement every time.
You gotta feel it to believe it.
Hey, what y'all feel about horny sea snakes?
Who
now?
Horny sea snakes. You like see some horny sea snakes?
You got horny sneeze,
horny sea snakes. Horny sea snakes.
Horny sea snakes.
Horny sea snakes.
You feel horny me? As in, yeah. Or horny as in, they got horny.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
Which one? Ooh,
horny
baby.
Sea snakes. Horny sea snakes. This is actually a headline. Sea snakes attacking humans are probably just horny, scientists say.
Wait, so are they like slither humping? Like, are they like, how do they know they're horny?
Well,
Let's find out.
Are they right? Biting them and saying,
Reports of sea snakes slithering aggressively towards humans, human beings become more common. Scientists are believing the creatures may be trying to mate with their human counterparts. We have reached this moment in time.
All right.
Snake people. Snake
it's
people
like
might
new
be a thing.
Movie on Netflix.
What movie?
I mean, or there's a TV show called Sweet Tooth, where it's like all these humans, it was like an apocalypse or something, and it was like a gene something happened, and humans started merging with animals, and then people started having babies that were like what? Half deer, half reindeer, half bear. It's weird. It's weird.
That's so what maybe, Sweet Tooth is about?
Yeah.
I gotta check that out now.
Yeah, maybe that's what maybe it started with the horny snakes and evolved into other animals.
Does that imply that the sweet tooth, like someone has a sweet tooth for smashing an animal?
Well, bears like honey, so.
There are bears on there. There's some bears.
Bear people?
Bear people have bear, have dog, have reindeer, have deer, half there's a whole bunch of people.
Well, now we're getting
half bird. It was one of those like a half bird that had like a whole man face, but it had feathers.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, it was in the nursery. They showed like all the babies that was born. Some was like half bird, half deer, half dog. It was crazy.
The name Sweet Tooth don't apply none of that. I thought for sure it was a movie about like the origins of the nigga from like Twisted Metal. I ain't know.
Right. Something like that.
Nope. It's about this whole new world where half man, half animal rule.
Well, forget the sea snakes. What we'll get there. What if y'all could smash if not could if y'all could fuse with an animal, but you just had to smash it first.
That's bestiality. I can't be smashing animals.
But it was like it was in a new time. This was like in the year 30,000 where that wasn't a big deal. You just had to do that to be born. That wasn't the weird part. Like you had to do that and then you got your powers and you were like half whatever.
So wait, so the animals talk then? They're like half people? They're like
no.
They don't talk?
You got to pick an animal, beat its cheeks consensually. The animal wants it. And then for some reason it gives birth to you and now you're that new thing.
Do I look like that animal now?
You have to look like half you and half that animal. See that take that into account.
Well, I've always loved Thundercats. And
yeah. You me and you on the same thing.
So I feel like I'd be like a cheetah or something like that.
Going full Chitara.
Yes.
Speed.
Speed. Because if I'm a half animal, that means somebody is going to try to eat me. So speed is necessary.
Okay. Mm.
I think I'll do that.
So here's the problem. There's animals that I feel like got like better pussy than other animals.
Okay.
Like,
okay. No, you started this. You stay in this pack. You stay here.
No.
Like, the word on the street.
I wanted to glaze over the smashing. The smashing does happen. But BT is focusing on the
I glazed the all the way over that.
You want to focus on the poop?
Our pig sheep, you know, vaginas. It's pretty.
You heard?
I used to live in Texas, bro. You know what I mean? They say it's,
so.
What is happening in the country, man? People be doing stuff, bro. So I feel like that'd be more to what you're familiar with.
No, but the object is not the pussy though. The object is what animal would you essentially turn into afterwards?
But I still gotta have sex with this animal.
It don't have to be amazing because now you're gonna be if you worried about pig pussy because it smelled like bacon. Now you a fucking pig.
Right. So I can't do the pig pussy or the sheep pussy, which was, you know, or cow pussy, which would probably all be pretty efficient. So it's like, I guess that's what led me to cat. Cause
you say efficient?
Not looking at the
outcome. Panther pussy might be all right. You know what I mean?
It's not about the pussy. It's about
my dick gotta go in here. I gotta put my dick in this animal. I gotta figure out my dick is more important than this new baby. Okay, I gotta.
It's not you. No, you turn into whatever animal it is. Ain't no baby.
The baby is
you.
But to have me, I have to put my dick in something. But like, I ain't put my dick by no turtle. You know what I mean? Snap it off.
You're going to be the animal longer than your dick going to be in the pussy.
That's true. Yeah. It's not too much about the sex, you know?
See, you worded it wrong, Pat. You worded it wrong.
All right, how about this?
You should have said...
You have to pick an animal for your mama to be and your daddy smashes. So don't even worry about...
Okay, cool.
How about we take out the smash and it's like...
No, mama and daddy...
How about it be whatever animal you can
My mama can
with.
Fuck an animal. It's cool. It's okay if my mama fuck an animal, but it's me. You know what I mean? Like, she got an easier little route. You know what I mean? So now I'm just picking what animal I'm going to be on the other side mixed with. I'm half and half. I'm not full animal, right?
Yeah, so why can't we just say whatever animal would you want to be mixed with?
I'm liking cat. I'm liking like a panther. Like, I'm liking like something strong, and you know what I mean? But I feel like gorillas live a little longer.
And they're closer to humans, so they have more, and they're smarter. They super gorilla. Smart, like Grog.
I be full groggy. I'd be in the trees. I'm eating my
He's
food.
Super smart, and he got
look ridiculous though.
You would look really. You no. You yeah. You would look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous.
You would probably have to be in like a baboon or something. Like,
I don't want to be no baboon. It would have to be gorilla. It got to be gorilla with the black chest with no hair, and the gorilla butt. Or
nah, you need a pink ass. You need a nice little pink ass.
No gorilla's got a pink ass.
Baboons do.
I can't be a baboon.
Baboons are strong.
Baboons are strong.
I don't want to be a baboon. You know what? Fuck it, panther. Because y'all niggas trying to make me a baboon.
Okay. We'll take panther.
I'm going full panther. You know what I mean?
What about you, Pat?
I don't know, because I want to fly, but like, you need wings. So you don't got no arms no more. Your arms are your wings. I don't think I'm ready to sacrifice.
They don't have no animals with wings and arms?
No, you watch too much TV.
No, I don't think so.
That's called a mutant.
Or like a bat. They kind of got hands, you know? Do they? Kind of?
They got like little, maybe like claws, like little three little claws. Whatever.
I'll be a bat. Oh, I wouldn't mind. Oh, you know what? I'd be a fox. Like, if I could be like a half fox. There's not a lot of advantages, though. Foxes are what? Like, I don't know, good traders? Kind.
They're good hunters, aren't they? No. You better off being a bat. At least you can fly. You can hang upside down. You can see great at night. You know, you hang out with Batman. Like you would be Batman.
I'll mix with like bloodhound. Have a crazy good nose. You know, long.
What if you're hella
you like a snitch? That's what you sound like.
A bloodhound, just like he did it, Your Honor.
He would automatically be a cop. That's it. That's what you'd be doing in the world.
That's not even the police cop though.
I like bear too. I like bear. I ain't gonna hold back on bear.
I feel like I'll go with bear because bears are kind of they're cute and they're real powerful. Apex predator. I'm gonna be bear man.
I'm gonna be bear man.
Bear man. Man.
I'm gonna just be a bear nigga.
Oh, so you went from bat to bear.
I don't because what if because I keep anticipating you gotta take on the size. Like you might be a full
nah, you still you, just half bear.
Yeah, you still you.
But you bat size.
You might have bear strengths. No, he'll still be full size, but you just like you can hang upside down, your feet move differently, you know, like
animals that got wings. They got
I don't think that's that bad. You know, bears are tall. You know, they're strong. I'll probably be big, swole, you know.
You might be a little swole. You ain't gonna be swole.
Bear? If I'm half bear?
You might not get height from the bear. You might just get bear strength.
I might get the height, though.
You can get the height from the bear. You can get the height from the bat, my nigga.
Hey, you get all the bear. I don't know if bears have nice penises, but you get the bear dick, you know. That's bear something penis. To lay on. That's somebody to lay on, you know, you ready for the bear.
Well, in that case, I'm going for the
grizzly.
But then you get to hibernate as a bear, so you get to lay up with some pussy for like,
that's what I'm saying.
To sleep.
Oh, wait.
Netflix and chill on a million.
Back to the original question.
Oh, right.
Rhino.
That's not bad.
I get the Rhino strength. I get the Rhino dick. I think Rhino pussy might be all right. I get the Rhino shit. Wow.
I feel like, yeah, telling the chick you about to come through with the Rhino dick. That's not bad.
Yeah, but you might move slow because you're just gonna be heavy. Like,
hippo then. I'm going hippo.
Hippo dick.
I don't know if hippo dick. Your jaw might be fucked up. Your grill might be all the way fucked up.
You ain't got no teeth, but
hippo. You got just two teeth with grills on them?
Yeah.
You look like a crackhead.
Go ahead of Nelly's.
If you have hippo, you're going to be fat with no teeth. You're going to be like, why the fuck did I choose this? This is terrible.
And I don't think they got big dicks like that. I really don't think hippos got big dicks.
Okay,
like
back to Rhino dick then. I'm back on Rhino dick. Pause.
I'm back on it.
I'm jumping back on the Rhino dick. Pause.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay with my cheetah or something, some kind of cat.
I think being half bear would be dope. The only thing that wouldn't be dope would be I would have just a bear of a situation in the pubes. But thanks to Manscaped, I would be able to trim that bear hair down. You understand me? It seems like everybody got a pube problem going on. You know what I mean? From Australia to Houston, there's a bunch of pube problems, all right? But our friends at Manscaped has helped clear us for takeoff with their fourth generation brand new lawnmower 4.0. Now you can kick your pubes to the next planet with the performance package 4.0, all right? The orbits in your pants will feel like you're in zero gravity when you use the best tools for the job from the leaders in male grooming. Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get your rocket ready for takeoff by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code DIYS. All right. I've had horrible trimming stories. I remember when the liquid stuff came out, all you had to do was pour the stuff on your pubes and wait for it to burn off of you. Oh my God. I was a scarred middle schooler. Okay. So I have bad memories, but now thanks to Manscaped, that is all behind me. I be having out of world experiences with the performance package 4.0 from Manscaped. It's just taken off. Not only in the USA, but Canada, the UK, across Europe, Australia. This is international penis trimming, you know, perfection. You know what I'm saying? Inside this package, you'll get the Lawnmower 4.0, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer. Can't be on dates with the nose hair. I've never even, that's terrible. Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold everything in it, all right? So you can basically get your 4.0 lawnmower, and this is to, you know, it's lit, so you can guide all, you can basically trim your pubes in the dark. I don't know who's doing it, but you can do it. That's futuristic. You can do it upside down, too. whatever you want to do. Also, this fourth generation trimmer has a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The 4.0 lawnmower has 7,000 RPM motor and a new multifunction on and off switch, which can engage a travel lock and is even waterproof. Now you can just do it, you know, while you got people splashing you. I don't know why you would do all these extreme situations, but you can. The Weed Whacker is also waterproof and uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. I don't know what that means, but it sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. Abort hairy balls and Buzz Lightyear that Woody with Manscaped. That's pretty funny. Now you can get 20% off plus free shipping with the code DIYS at manscaped.com. Again, that's 20% off and free shipping with the code DIYS at manscaped.com. Your dick and balls need some help for a clean trinity and beyond. Great puns, by the way. Your space balls will thank you. Manscaped is a very funny and fun.
I love Manscaped.
They're very funny and fun. Very funny, funny and fun. But as we were talking about, you know, horny sea snakes before we got off into a wild, what was that, a sidebar? I don't know what that was.
You said I had to fuck it, man.
We went to Sodom and Gomorrah real quick.
I had to think about it. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean,
why are you acting like y'all know she got good pussy? Like, why is this? Why?
I don't know that. I'm trying to figure out how you know this, sir.
Sheep, cows, and pigs are supposed to have like.
Who told you this, sir?
That WAP, man.
Who said this?
They're supposed to have the most almost human-like vagina, I think.
I ain't never seen
almost
that.
Human. I've never seen any
in the Bible. I guess I've seen that.
I don't know. I don't know about that one, BT.
The internet's scary, bro. Y'all gotta get out there. You'd be like, damn.
Damn. I see that. I see what you did there. I like that. The internet is a scary place.
And you'd be
damn. This internet is scary. Just like these sea snakes, these damn sea snakes. If you are charged, if you see a sea snake charging at you underwater aggressively, it is actually because they are probably trying to mate with you. They're trying to get the draws. Whoever figured this out had 158 encounters with olive sea snakes. It's a lot of attempts, a lot of curving.
Why do you keep going back?
A lot of right. Sound like on purpose to me.
Like every time I come to this one spot, these snakes try to hunt me. Oh
this
my god.
One bar. I mean they're just on me. I don't even know what I'm trying to say.
I come here. I don't know what the problem is.
He get jealous when he bring his scientist friends and they come at him like, oh no, this place is whack. Let's go somewhere else.
I've never heard that before. I'm bamboozled, run them up. Like every week you find out some new interesting things about this planet.
I mean, it's a lot. I feel like at this point they're just sending them to me. But yeah, snakes are trying to get the draw. So just in case you were in the ocean and you saw a snake rubbing his hands together and licking his lips, don't worry, he's probably just horny.
They always, a snake in the water gonna always look horny because the way they gotta get over to you, they already body rolling the whole time on their hole.
Right?
Hey, how you doing?
What it do? What it do?
What it do? You busy? What's up, big head?
All right, y'all. I want to leave you guys with a question. Just a question, all right? And then we can get up out of here. Don Killawan asked this question. If Jesus died on a cross, what makes y'all think he likes crosses?
Uh-huh.
That's fair, right?
Man, why are we wearing crosses?
We kind of sporting the weapon. Violence, the murder weapon.
Yeah, like we woke up and chose violence and put it on our necks.
Mm.
Right. Is that like a...
Well, I know, see, my mom used to always tell me not to wear crosses because you don't want to have a cross to bear. You don't want to have to carry Jesus had a cross because he had to carry that. He had to carry that burden, right? He's walking, he's as he's dying, he's carrying this cross. And it's like, now you're going to put a cross on you. Now you got to carry all these burdens. Because the cross is not, I always got confused, like when I watched like The Omen and stuff like that, and they always using the cross, but it's because Jesus is on the cross. Yeah, but if you just have no cross, I mean, no Jesus on the cross, just the cross is like.
Empty, yeah.
It's an empty cross.
Well, I guess it's the symbol, but that did kind of make me think like, that is kind of weird, right?
Why don't we wear Jesus's crown then? Why don't we do the crown?
The thorn crown?
If we gonna do crosses, might as well do the thorn crown.
Or do the cross with the thorn crown. I've seen that.
Yeah, what other elements? I feel like there was maybe some better parts of his life that people could wear as jewelry, right?
Like the fish. Supper. Like the Last Supper. I want like a
the whole dinner table?
You want a whole Last Supper?
Just like, damn, Lulu. Like, you can't fit through doors. You're just like, hang on, let me go through sideways. I'm wearing the
or at least a chalice or a goblet with some wine or something.
I'm with that. I like the wine. I like the wine one. I feel like that's a cool little, and it shows him that he's fun. You know, he can turn up.
Jesus is fun, you know.
I've always liked the hands. I like the prayer hands, but if I like Jesus's face. But even when they do the face, they normally do the thorn crown. It'd be diamond encrusted.
And then he'd be crying, and then they put the tears as the diamonds.
I've always liked the thumbs up Jesus. Like,
happy Jesus. Why crying? I don't want him crying. I want him happy.
Yeah.
I want happy Jesus. I want Jesus like Jesus with the kids, you know, Jesus playing football, like something like
that. You want whole scenes on the chain. You want Jesus. this is my new VVS. It's Jesus playing football with the kids. Like, God damn, that's a lot to make.
Hey, but it'd be different.
Jesus definitely was a hooper though. He ain't really fucking like that.
Hey, Jesus be on Sunday. He be playing. You can't tackle because he be out the pocket. You know, you can't tackle Jesus.
He was Jesus was a mobile quarterback.
He won the QB sneak. That's hilarious.
I'll just say, yeah, I like the prayer hands. I like the
prayer hands.
I'm going with the goblet, the wine goblet.
I was gonna say the goblet, and then if you really fancy and you got bread like that, you can make the wine. You can put rubies in there and be like, oh, that's the wine, you know.
But what if Jesus do like fuck with the cross? Like, what if it's like, you know how niggas be repping their own neighborhood, but like all the bad shit happened there? It's like they don't even live over there no more. It's like, yeah, like, you know what I mean? Cross.
Like Jerusalem.
Got a tattoo of a cross on his back.
But he's like, that would make sense. I would see him with a cross on his back. I would.
He got him up there, like, you know, I've been through shit. You know what I mean? But that's it's behind me now.
Nah, he's so gangsta. I feel like Jesus would have tattoos in the hand. Like, he'd be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Hand tats?
Hand tats with a nail been through. You know what I'm saying? Can't nobody stop me. You know, I still dap niggas up.
3 days and I'm back.
Oh my God.
Jesus probably hate the fucking Easter Bunny. He was like, this nigga's really trying to take my shine, bro.
Yeah, like, who are you, bro? Like, I have seen no giant rabbits when I was putting in work.
Jesus is like, whose man's is this? So?
You're not even in the Bible, bro. You don't have no books.
Yo, I did not stamp you, bro. My God, Holy Spirit, or me. Nobody stamped you, bro. Like,
God. Yo, niggas is ridiculous. Niggas is for sure ridiculous. Well, I wanted to thank you guys so much for pulling up and hanging out on another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary. Thank you to the Scary Squad. I'm sorry we couldn't be live today. I had some technical issues, you know what I mean? But we will be back live next week. And again, thank you to BT and Lulu for pulling up, man. I appreciate y'all.
All right, man. Well, I love you, bro.
I love it here on Damn Internet, You Scary.
I just wanted one more. Thank you so much. All right, guys, we'll see you next time.
Damn Internet, You Scary.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.